Going In Raw is now a CastBox original. CastBox is the fastest growing, highest rated podcast app on both iOS and Android, where you can find all your favorite podcasts. You can still listen to Going In Raw wherever you get your podcasts, but we hope you'll give CastBox a shot. We think it's the best.
Hey guys, this is Charlotte, and you're watching Going In Raw.
What's up, it's your girl, Sasha Banks, the legit boss, and you're watching Going In Raw. You like that?
What's up? This is the most must-see WWE superstar of all time and his lovely, gorgeous wife,
Marie.
And you are going in SmackDown Live.
This is the glorious one, Bobby Roode, and you're watching Going In Raw.
Hey, Rendo, Steve here.
And Larson.
And welcome back to Going In Raw, the only pro wrestling podcast you'll be listening to right here at youtube.com/Steve and Larson. Available wherever fine podcasts are. Be sure to hit that subscribe button. Notify bell next to it. Making sure you're always getting your new Going In Raw notifications, right, Larson?
Yeah.
Make sure you're also... What is your problem? What happened?
What happened over there? You have like four water bottles over there.
This is what happened. I turned on the record button over there for our backup recording.
Uh-huh.
And because earlier you said, I took care of the card, Steve. Card's taken care of.
Well, I did
but
take
you
care
didn't
of 90%
press record.
Of We weren't ready to record yet.
I'm doing this, and you're sitting here doing absolutely nothing.
I was monitoring chat, man. That's part of the
job. Monitoring chat.
I'm monitoring.
They ain't got nothing to say.
I'm monitoring. No, they're saying Cobra Kai is really good. I'm monitoring chat. I'm monitoring Twitter for news. I'm monitoring Dirt Sheets for more news.
You're doing a whole lot of nothing over there.
Keep it up to date, man. You know what I'm doing. Mind your own business.
We're on the Patreon. Oh, so wherever fine podcasts can be found, including CastBox. Leave us a comment. Apple iOS podcast app. Leave us a rating or review.
Uh-huh.
The patreon.com/Steven Larson's right there. Give us money. We give you stuff back.
Yeah, that's how it works.
Right? And then we're also at prowrestlingtees.com/goinginraw. This Cody shirt, I think, is probably on Cody Rhodes' thing.
Yeah.
This isn't on ours. But I was wearing this weekend. I was wearing my Mecha Santa shirt on Mother's Day.
Oh, yeah?
Because he is mother to all
That's
who
quite
need...
quite a slight on Mother's Day.
He's a mother to all who need love, right?
That's not true.
That is true, absolutely. Anyways.
Soul FGC, $5, said, just saw the Friendo SNL skit. How about a group hug to start the show?
You're already in my shitbox right now. You're already on my you're not on my Christmas card list. You were earlier today when I offered you an Egg White Delight and you didn't get back to me until much later.
I was driving.
Yeah, so was I.
All right.
See, it's okay. Look, I can do this.
No, you can't. No, that's super dangerous.
School's over there? Okay.
DJ Johnson, $5. Happy Rusev Day. Happy Rusev Day to
Happy
you
Rusev
and to everybody.
Happy Rusev Day to you. Hopefully you guys are watching this and not watching. Well, wait, you can't be watching Raw.
No.
They could be at Raw. We have some friendos.
Yes.
Over there in England at Raw. And you know what? How was your weekend? How was your Mother's Day weekend?
Busy.
Busy? It wasn't jovial. It wasn't fun.
It was
you had
fine.
To celebrate.
It was fine. It was
mothers.
Busy. Yeah, it was fine.
You
it was
know,
busy.
Doing their thing.
Yeah.
Did you say Happy Mother's Day to your mom?
Yeah.
That's good. Did you get something for your lovely wife who has mothered your children?
Yeah.
Despite having to live with you?
I mean, that's really the gift that keeps on giving.
It really is. I guess so. She noticed we got some new bell ends.
Yeah.
I'm very happy
it's
about
very, this one's very blue. Damon Jackson Jr., $2. We're on to the challenge for Nia at Money in the Bank. Thoughts?
Tranquilo. Wait a second. That's on our show. We're going to talk about that.
Naheem Quattlebaum, $5. Did you guys get your all-in tickets? We
what
will be
a great
there.
Question.
We will be there.
Let's,
Perfect segue.
Let's hop right into all-in, Larson. What a man. I am stunned because Sunday, 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Pacific time,
mm-hmm.
the tickets to all-in went on sale.
Correct.
And less than an hour later, about 30 minutes later, although you have a counter to that.
Well, it's not a major thing.
But generally speaking, about 30 minutes later, 10,000 tickets had been sold out.
Mm-hmm.
That's obscene.
Yeah, it was surprising it took so fast. But then again, the way they've been promoting the show, building the show, anticipation was high. I know that. I'm just talking to friendos in advance of tickets going on sale. So I wasn't surprised a lot of tickets were sold on the first day or on the initial on sale, but I was a bit surprised that A, it sold out so quickly and it sold out the first day.
I see. Okay. So here's my thing. And this isn't just Steve, you know, vomiting up, you know, reasons for what's going on in his head.
Mm-hmm.
take a look at recent history, because here's the thing about the All In show. And maybe it's because you and I, you know, we try as much as we can to pay attention to what's going on in the non-WWE world.
Yeah.
The names on the show, it wasn't like there was a Daniel Bryan, obviously.
Yeah.
There was no CM Punk announced
For the show. Yes.
For the show.
I mean, Flip hasn't even been booked for it yet.
Right. Exactly. And so given that these are names that you can see on a regular basis in Ring of Honor,
in New Japan, who has a show in San Francisco that hasn't sold out yet.
I thought that to me was the biggest litmus test for All In. And I was way wrong about that. But New Japan...
Well, I was worried that that San Francisco show might steal some of All In's thunder.
That's exactly what I thought.
Yeah.
Because they just showed, they just came to Long Beach with about 4,000.
About 5,000.
Okay, about 4,000 or 5,000. And then they announced at that show that 3 months down the line in July, they're running 10,000 at the Cow Palace, around 10,000 at the Cow Palace in San Francisco. And we had read that they were at probably around 4,000 by now.
Yeah, I think the first day was about 3,300 or something like that.
So I figured, given that, on that, that Cow Palace show, you can pretty much see the main eventers, if you will, the big names that are going to be at
well,
All In.
We'll assume that the Young Bucks will be there, Kenny Omega will be there, Okada will be there, Cody will be there.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I figured, like you said, that would be a good litmus test. And granted, it's in a different part of the country, it's Chicago.
Yes.
But people have already traveled to see that group of people to Long Beach, you know, just a couple months ago, like a month ago or whatever it was. And so I figured, yeah, those shows are probably going to present some problems for All In. They have somehow managed to create such a separate niche for themselves, apart from the New Japan thing, that is that they created a moment with All In that is separate from that. And that is absolutely insane that they've been able
to
do that.
Well, I think also in their marketing, they've been honest about their efforts to make a statement with this show.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
And I think people have responded to that statement. And I think that's probably one of the main reasons. I mean, and both the Young Bucks and Cody made a point of saying in advance, and I think at the press conference, that tickets were priced affordably.
Yeah.
So everybody could have an opportunity to attend.
What was? Do you remember what the cheapest ticket for New Japan at in Long Beach was
I remember it was more expensive than the first Long Beach show.
Okay.
I think 200 was ringside for that one, and I think for the Cow Palace is 300 for ringside.
Okay, but ringside, at the highest ticket at All In is like 150?
Yeah.
Okay.
That was first row.
Okay. So, yeah, more affordable, and in Chicago. But
no matches announced in advance.
Yeah.
And still, we only know one confirmed match.
Yeah.
Kind of. We know Cody's going to be challenging for the NWA title.
Yeah.
I mean, Nick Aldis has the belt now. Who knows if he'll carry the belt till then?
Yeah.
But still, that's the only announced match so far.
10,000 is a huge number.
Pretty massive.
That is a huge number.
Congratulations,
yeah,
to Cody, to the Young Bucks, to everybody involved in setting up All In. That's pretty massive. It's incredibly impressive.
Yeah.
And again, congrats to all those guys. It's an amazing feat.
A couple notes here. Noteworthy stuff from their press conference. Cody is going to be challenging for the Billy Corgan was there.
Yeah.
Of course, now the president of NWA. And Cody is going to be challenging whomever is the NWA champion.
Did they mention Nick Aldis, or did they just
Billy mention him by name? He said Nick Aldis, if he will, and I think he meant if he will retain all the way. He says if he survives till then, which it was a weird way of putting it, but it honestly is sort of. It didn't feel like it was scripted.
Yes. You know? Yes.
So yeah, the gist is if Nick Aldis is still champion by September, he's going to be the man fighting Cody. Ryan Satin of Pro Wrestling Sheet had a fun little fantasy booking scenario on his Twitter account this morning or last night, something like that. And he said, wouldn't it be fun if Flip won the NWA championship prior to All In? And that's his path to being booked at All In. I think that'd be fantastic.
That would be pretty
great. That idea.
That would be great. Also, the Young Bucks announced during the press conference that Rey Mysterio is All In. He will be at the show.
That was their one last big deal, you know, their last big push, you know, to sell people on getting that ticket. Rey Mysterio is a hot commodity right
now. Yes, and also Flip Gordon still not booked for the show.
Right, exactly. He showed up at the press conference in disguise as a member of the publication The Flat Earth Press, And then Marty Scurll very quickly determined the ruse. Mm-hmm. And
he was put through a table.
Scurll ate a super kick, and then Hangman put Flip Gordon through a table. So lots of shenanigans. This is like 5 minutes after Scurll said there will be no violence at this particular press conference.
Then there was a Q&A following the press conference, and here's a couple of other little tidbits of information that were revealed by Cody and the Young Bucks. This might have been a bit of a rib. Who knows, because the mic cut out during this portion of the show. But it was mentioned that Daniel Bryan would have been all in if the WWE hadn't cleared him.
There were mic issues galore. Well, I'm not going to say galore. During the main, like the beginning of the press conference, like Billy Corgan, they had to switch out his mic because...
Okay. So it was an ongoing issue.
Yeah, they were having problems with
mics. I didn't know if the mic cutting out was some sort of joke.
But by the time they got around to like the Q&A, I think things had sorted themselves out with the mics. I don't know. Maybe it was an actual problem. It wouldn't surprise me if it was an actual problem.
And also the Young Bucks revealed that there would be an All In 2 if the first one sold out.
Well,
so
my goodness.
Start planning your trip to All In 2 wherever it may take place.
Yeah. So a lot of people, as we said, didn't get in. I was very sad about that. We got in. So yay for us. And where are we going to be? 115? 116?
Something like that.
All right, cool. And a lot of people were claiming, so like right when those tickets went on sale, there were site issues galore.
Yes.
One of our friendos, Church, in our friendoverse, he had his tickets there in his cart. The little countdown clock was going, and then it crashed on him, and he lost him.
Well, similar things happened for the last New Japan show in Long Beach.
Yeah, that happens a lot. Like, you know, with any... I think the biggest story for this, and we're going to talk about scalpers in a second, is just how in demand this ticket was. I really did not. I was figuring like maybe they do like 5,000 the first day and then have to scratch their way towards 10,000 over the summertime. Holy crap. I was wrong. So anyways, a lot of people had problems getting in. And then it was revealed that you hop over to StubHub or whatever and find, tickets going for way jacked up prices.
Yeah, there's ringside seats going for like $2,000. So I did a quick count this morning about 11 o'clock. And as of then on StubHub, as far as total inventory, looked like there was over 250 tickets. I didn't count them all. Once I got 250, I was like, okay, that's a lot.
Mm-hmm.
94 of which are floor seats.
Now, we don't know what the exact number of total available, like in the first place, floor seats there were.
No.
However, for a little bit of context, according to Dave Meltzer anyways, SummerSlam tickets, there's currently 4,400 listed on the secondary market with a total capacity of, I think, around 14,000.
Yeah.
So
that's one in every three ticket that went on sale is now listed in the secondary market.
As opposed to All In, where it's, I mean, that's 250 right now out of 10,000 total is a drop in the bucket. That's a small
amount. I think the issue is it seems like there was a disproportionately high amount of floor seats.
Yeah.
You know, because not one in three tickets for All In is going to be a floor seat.
Right.
You know?
But at the same time, I mean, look, it sucks. That sucks.
Yeah, it does suck.
Every event that is a high in demand event, you're going to run into scalper issues. That's just a fact. That's how it goes.
That happens with pretty much any, as you said, any high demand show. It's going
to
happen.
And that to me is the biggest indicator, or one of the bigger indicators as to, man, this is a very much in demand event.
Yes.
It really is.
Yes. I mean, and several, especially musicians have tried several ways to counter ticket brokers in the secondary market.
Mm-hmm.
So that fans, you know, have if not necessarily exclusive access to the tickets, but they try to increase the odds for fans to pick up tickets,
right,
more so than brokers do.
Yeah.
And I don't know, it seems like whatever measures happen, there's always a way around them, you know?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
I know Radiohead for a period, you'd buy your ticket, and then when you show up at the door or something, you have to show the credit card you used to pay for it and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah.
But
it'd take forever to get in.
Exactly.
Yeah. We had a question here in chat just now from Subgum asked, will this be on TV or the net? Right now, it's kind of undetermined. However, Cody did say this. Currently, there are no this quote is courtesy of Fightful.com.
Mm-hmm.
Currently, there are no plans to stream All In, but never say never. We've never done anything like this. It depends on how well tickets do. If it becomes something that people felt left out, that's why the tickets are so damn cheap to begin with. The whole sentiment is that we want everyone to see it. There's still quite a bit of time between now and September 1st. It wouldn't surprise me.
Yeah, almost 4 months, yeah.
It wouldn't surprise me if they made this available. However, you know, to do it in the way that they'd probably want to do it, I would imagine, you know, as opposed to just like one, you know, a
game. Yeah.
I imagine would be, you know.
It might be cost prohibitive. Who knows?
It might be cost prohibitive. So I don't know. Right now, it sounds like it's sort of up in the air.
As far as hitting that 10,000 milestone, here's some context. The last non-WB show to hit 10,000 fans here in the U.S., I read.
Non-WWE show.
Yeah. WWF. WCW Spring Stampede 2000, which officially drew over 12,000 fans, though anecdotally, I was reading on the Reddit thread, sounds like there was quite a few comps, free tickets handed out.
Mm-hmm.
That show also took place in Chicago.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
You said the TNA, their highest attended show, about 7,200?
From what I understand, TNA's highest attended event was around, yeah, 7,000, 70, between 7 and 7,500. It was, I believe, Lockdown 2013.
All right.
Featured Bully Ray versus Jeff Hardy, if I remember correctly.
And then the last Supercard of Honor is Ring of Honor's highest attended event, about
6,000. 6,000, yeah. That to me is makes this even more crazy. What they've been able to establish, sort of going off of, and they've been very they've been very smart with their marketing, but also very truthful with, hey, this is something that we're trying. There's a sense of community with this.
Yes.
Because like I said, you can see any of these names in Ring of Honor.
Yeah.
You know, you can see any of these names in New Japan. They're going to be here again in July. And so, and you know, a lot of the other names that have been announced are people, you know, Penta's kind of all over the place these days.
Yeah,
you can
see him all sorts of places.
Like Joey Janela, I think, is going to be on the show. He wrestles a lot. Chelsea Green's on the show. She wrestles quite a bit these days on the indie circuit. And so you can see a lot of these, most of these names, you know, any number of places. The fact that everybody is looking at this as we want to support this independent thing is because there's no big infrastructure behind them. There's no big, you know, there's no big money behind them. They're putting all their money in on this. That's where the phrase comes from.
All in.
So yeah, it is. It's absolutely surprising that, you know, this really hasn't been done in a, you know, even with big WCW money, with Turner money behind it, it hasn't been done, or, you know, it was done in 2000.
I know.
But since then, you know, TNA was a fairly decent sized organization at the time.
And they couldn't even do it.
I
got some super chats here. Jeffrey Nguyen, 299. He said he had tickets and the site crashed and he got shut out. Oh, another note on the secondary market, prices will go down.
Yeah. Yeah. But as prices go down, you know, you're going to have to make some, if you really, really want to go, you got to make some decisions, because as prices go down,
people are going to start acting fast on them. Yeah, I know.
Exactly. Yeah. Especially if there's only 250.
Yeah, yeah.
Like that's not that much compared to what the demand seems to be.
Well, I should say prices will go down so long as people don't buy the tickets. That's what I should say. If they're selling tickets, these ticket brokers in the secondary market, then they see people willing to pay $1,000 for a ringside seat. There's no reason for them to drop the price.
This is also a good time to point out as well. The closed Facebook group, the Friendoverse, that our friendo Mikey Omega runs over there, him and our friendo Thayer Thabata are doing a raffle apparently over on that Facebook group. So if you want in on that, apply to be a member for the group. I apparently have to answer a couple of questions about going in Raw.
Yeah. In order to get, you got to prove your bona fides.
You got to prove your bona fides, exactly. And then, so yeah, they're apparently going to run a raffle where they're going to buy one of those secondary market tickets. Everybody's going to put in on it. You know, you guys don't know what a raffle is.
Yeah.
So that's cool. Anyways, continue with some chats.
Baron Corbin, 489. Hey, I'm not you, Steve. You're not me, Larson. Is it me? I'm me, and I have a Ferrari. Sam Monsky, 499. I'm going to All In. I'll be super stoked for a Friendo meetup. We will probably do something like that. Details to come.
Yeah, there's a long time between now and then, but it would be fun. Like, if we get a decent gauge into how many people are there and how many people would be interested in doing something beyond just sort of milling about in front of the stadium or in front of the venue beforehand, that'd be kind of cool.
We need somebody... like a head count and then find a proper venue as opposed to just like some sort of landmark.
Yeah. If somebody had like an N64, that'd be cool too.
That would be cool. Christian, 29D, $2. What will be a better card, G1 Special in San Francisco or All In?
I think All In's going to feel a bit more special.
It is.
You know?
Tim Rice, $5. Doesn't count as a sellout if half of those tickets are just being sold on StubHub. Not even close.
It's not even close to being half. What's the math man? Calculus guy.
That's too many zeros for me to calculate right now, man.
10,000.
No, 250.
250.
Say 300 on the secondary market, just on StubHub, divided by 10,000.
0.03. Is that 3%, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, 3%. That's not very
Liam much. Wagner, $2. All in played their draw four card to Dave Meltzer. A.O. Worms, 489, is in Huffman Estates, 25 miles northwest of
Northeast,
Chicago.
Northwest.
Northwest. Zach Beckett, $5. He had the same issue. Site crashed on him. Really want to go. Hope you guys have a blast. Thanks, friendos. Stephen Peoples, $2. Cody Rhodes and the Young Bucks are the heroes we need.
Evidently, they're the heroes to independent wrestling that we all need. So, yeah, no, that's exciting. One small note, we sort of mentioned this. This would have been huge news if it was actually announced, but there was a lot of speculation about CM Punk. They did announce, or they made, you know, official, or they mentioned, I'll put it that way, they mentioned during the press conference that he's going to be at the signing at Pro Wrestling Tees. They did not announce anything in terms of his involvement in the actual show All In.
Yeah.
So evidently they didn't need to say anything about him. So I like that. It's kind of up in the air. Like, is he going to show up? What do you think? Is he going to show up at All In? He's got to, right?
He has to make an appearance. Next in the news. Some pretty huge news coming out of NBC Universal's upfront presentation today in New York City.
Do we get to talk about ad rates?
No. And
TV deals?
No TV deal talk. Instead, we're going to talk about wrestling action in the ring.
I want to talk about contracts. Well, there will be a contract.
There will be a contract signing between Nia Jax and Ronda Rousey.
Oh.
Because Nia Jax, during the upfront today, challenged Ronda Rousey to a match at Money in the Bank for the Raw Women's title.
Ooh.
And W.com issued a press release confirming it. Both have responded on Twitter. Ronda Rousey has accepted the match. So it's going to happen. Are they going to put that belt on Ronda Rousey at Money in the Bank already? Or are they going to have a situation where Mickie James interferes or Natalya or something?
Natalya, yeah, swerves her.
To set up a feud between Ronda and Mickie or Natalya rather than putting the belt on her already. Because it seems to me like the trajectory they were going on was build up Ronda Rousey if the rumors of a Mania main event between Ronda and Charlotte are true. Then you have Charlotte walk in as champ. Ronda beats her for the belt, the main event of Mania.
Yeah.
That would make the most sense, right?
Yeah, you know, it would be even better.
What?
Champ versus champ at Mania.
Oh, yeah.
Charlotte gets her – because, I mean, yeah, Charlotte gets her title at SmackDown. Ronda has her decent title reign.
Mm-hmm.
It wouldn't surprise me. I mean, I don't know how much they would figure Ronda as champion would necessarily move the needle in advance of TV negotiations.
Mm-hmm.
Probably wouldn't, but it probably couldn't hurt either.
Yeah.
You know, if WWE says, hey, we have Ronda Rousey as a featured attraction, it kind of looks better if they have the title on them because that way it feels more like they're part of the company.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Not
as opposed to sort of
a
special guest.
Yeah.
So it wouldn't surprise me if they went to do that, especially if Brock is about to drop the title at SummerSlam.
Well, who knows?
Yeah. Oh, I'm not betting on that one. I am not betting against
Confidence
Brock Lesnar.
Point of one.
I'm never betting against him. I'm never doing that ever. Never. I don't care how obvious it seems. I don't care. Not betting against them.
All right.
So I don't know how much they care about that or how much they think that matters, who's wearing the title, given that it's all fake and stuff. But it certainly looks good for Ronda to have the title in advance of them closing some TV deals.
Yeah.
If it pops ratings sort of in the home stretch of a new TV deal.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Could be.
So I don't know. I don't know. I mean, you know, what do they say? The money's in the chase.
Mm-hmm.
If that says, well, what I would really like to see is if Nia Jax, because I kind of feel like her as a face, I know she's doing the whole anti-bully thing, so I really doubt that they would flip her back to heel, you know, in a couple days, basically, you know, a couple weeks.
Yeah.
I think that would be more fun if Nia Jax was the sort of the proxy for the authority.
Mm-hmm.
Because Natalya, while that would be a smart move for Ronda's first solo feud, because Natalya is a true veteran. she doesn't exactly have a lot of sizzle to her name.
No.
So I don't know. I mean, I could see it going either way.
I mean, if they're going to start pushing the narrative a la Vince and Stone Cold,
yeah,
Steph's going to need some proxies real soon.
Yeah, I know. And given that, I mean, if they announced it, the upfronts, I could see that happening. I could see them, you know, tossing that title on Ronda. I guess I could see that.
Well, there's always the situation, too, with it being at Money in the Bank. There will be a Women's Money in the Bank ladder match.
Yeah.
Could it be a situation where, say, Alexa Bliss wins the briefcase, finds a way to cash in before the finish of the match? That's entirely possible, too.
It's possible. I would kind of doubt that they would. I don't think we're going to. Yeah, I don't know.
That way, you know, I mean, and then Alexa could pin Nia.
Yeah.
Or whoever. It doesn't have to be Alexa.
Just, yeah.
And so Ronda doesn't have to take a loss.
Yeah, it's a possibility. I do kind of feel that, I don't know, they announced it at the upfronts. So I could just see him straight up putting that title on.
Oh, entirely possible.
But then you have Nia losing to, I mean, I don't know, Nia might be loss-proof as well because of her physical stature. You know, she's big, she's a powerhouse. And so her eating losses might not matter as much if they can have her squash jobbers and, you know, lower card talent on a regular basis in between big losses.
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't really do that much to her to hurt her because she lost to Asuka, you know, losing to Ronda Rousey. And if they're going to feature Ronda in sort of, in terms of power levels in the women's division, a Brock-esque figure, you know, I don't think it would do much to harm Nia. So I don't know. I'll wait and see in terms of making my final prediction on that one. I got five weeks.
Absolutely.
But early on, yeah, I could see them doing that.
Stevie Bradley, $2, just got my chat trivia prize. Thanks, friendo.
Sorry it took so long, but yeah, a bunch of you should have been getting that, and I got a couple more to send out too. You can participate in chat trivia for $5 a month on the
every
Patreon.
Wednesday.
Yeah, man, you might get a cool card. Look at this. Look at this card right here. What is this one? Oh, I'm not gonna say the name Jimmy Snuka.
There's another one over here.
Who's that?
That one? What is that?
Are these
one?
Less controversial figures? I think I won these during our game trivia.
Yeah. Is that Power and Glory?
This is not a good selling point for winning chat trivia. Well, Big Paul, Boss Man.
Paul Roma had a relatively accomplished career. He won tag titles.
He was a horseman.
Yeah.
He was the horseman that we always used to forget was a horseman.
Yeah.
So good on him.
But he was a horseman. Not many people could say that.
Black Mega Man, $2, says, do you think WWE will respond to All In? You know, it'd been really nice if they just said, hey, congratulations.
Well, that'd been great.
Congratulations.
Yeah, that's not going to happen.
That's how they should respond.
I know.
You don't think they're going to do that? Why
I'd
wouldn't
be,
they
I'd
do
be very
that?
Surprised.
Why wouldn't they do that?
I mean, they sent a cease and desist to the Young Bucks so they'd stop throwing up the too sweet.
That's a good point. That's a good
and
point.
All the cross-chopping stuff. They didn't want to do that.
Stop doing that. Well, they stopped doing that. Now, can they say congratulations?
No, it's not going to happen. Elliot Smith, $4.99. Ronda wins the title. Charlotte wins Money in the Bank. Challenges for match at Mania. Almost year-long feud. See, I would like for that to happen. I want that storyline.
Ronda wins the title.
Charlotte wins Money in the Bank. Says, I'm cashing this in. Main event at Mania. Build to the match.
Yeah, man.
I think that'd be great.
I'm all in on that. I think it'd be great.
Next. You know what else is great? Tournaments.
Oh, I love tournaments.
We got one happening soon in the United Kingdom.
We have one happening right now.
Oh,
Best
yeah.
of the Super Friendos.
Yeah, bad this, wrestling.
This Thursday, day two of Best of the Super
Friendos.
We will
determine the winner of the Best of the Super Friendos tournament this Thursday.
That's exciting.
Day one happened last Thursday.
Are we going to see
It'll
other
be up on YouTube?
Are what? We going to see other participants that we didn't see day one?
What? No.
No, it's all round, just those
it's a,
people.
Yeah, it's a round robin tournament, man.
Oh, okay. I thought you were going to put.
That's for later.
That's for later?
Yes, I have other ideas.
I didn't know you have other ideas. I'm sorry, man.
Well, it's my territory. I book it how I want. I don't have to divulge my book to you.
Whoa, wow.
Speaking of awesome stuff,
I'm never asking you if you want Egg White Delight again.
United Kingdom tournament.
Abusive.
So today, WWE announced that the first round of the upcoming United Kingdom Championship tournament will take place at the Download Festival. It's a music festival. Happening June 8th through 10th in Derby. I guess they're also doing some NXT stuff there.
Mm-hmm.
The press release said, quote, featuring 16 competitors, the tournament will continue at London's Royal Albert Hall on Monday, June 18th. The winner of the tournament will then receive a title match against Pete Dunne the following day. What?
Download Festival.
Yeah, I wonder who's on this Download Festival. Now I want to know.
I wonder if I'm going to know any of the bands.
Oh, I'm sure you will.
What is this $2 super chat from Zach Stolpa? I got our 4SecD. What does that mean?
Oh, man, Guns N' Roses is going to be there.
Oh, I've heard of them. Ozzy's going to be there.
Avenged Sevenfold, you know them.
Yeah.
Dragon Force, I didn't know they were still around.
What, Monster Truck, is that the name of a band, or are they actually going to have Monster Trucks
there? I'm
guessing
the name of a band. Oh, Bad Religion's going to be there. You know them.
Oh, really? Bad Religion?
The Hives? Less Than Jake?
Holy crap. Featuring NXT superstars.
Live and in action. Why'd they make in action one word?
Why? I mean, they're not going to be doing it. They're going to be milling about. Not. The Hives are going to be there? That's cool.
Napalm Death? See? This is a major music festival.
Yeah, man. Well, I remember when they came to SAC and they did NXT stuff here.
Yeah, that was a while ago.
But I don't remember who was playing then.
CKY?
CKY is still a thing?
Oh, wow. Body Count.
Oh, my God. Body Count's going to be there? Didn't they do Cop Killer?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, controversial. Oh, Marilyn Manson's going to be there. Oh, man.
Wow, that's quite a festival.
Holy moly. Gustavo Gama, $2 super chat. Currently rolling a joint. Take it off, Larson. Man, drugs, no. Sex.
No, I'm not taking
all
it off.
All in one super chat from Gustavo Gama.
I'm not going to take it off.
Oh, man.
So, yeah, this is cool. I mean, if you're going to the Download Festival, you get a bunch of wrestling. That's neat.
Plenty of metal. Cool. That's cool. You got lots of metal. Is Slayist going to be there?
No, they're on their farewell tour. They were just here yesterday.
They're retiring.
You had a chance to go see them, and you didn't do it.
Oh, that's right.
That was yesterday.
That was yesterday. Man, what if I told you I did go?
Well, then I would assume you were lying.
Really?
Yeah.
Nah, man. Mm-hmm. Nah.
Yeah, that would probably be a lie.
I did go.
No, you didn't.
It was awesome.
You're lying to me and you're lying to everybody here watching live.
Yeah. I got to see some of my favorite Slayer hits perform live.
You were on your phone. You're looking up Slayer songs right now.
I'm looking at Wrestling Observer.
All right.
Looking for... I'm about to talk about the UK stuff too. Blood Bucket, one of my favorite songs from them. Garbage Filth. Wow. Number one hit.
Carry on. This
on
is
the metal
this,
charts.
This obviously isn't a music podcast. This is a wrestling one. So carry on with what you're going to say.
The Faces of Foley. It was a great song from them. Brick Backdrop. Awesome song from
Command
Slayist.
Strip.
Anyways, let's talk about this UK stuff a little bit more too, because it also, the WWE is looking to, they're trying to shoot other wrestling promotions in the UK in the leg, apparently.
And you thought they were going to congratulate All In on a sellout.
Oh, man. So this comes from the Wrestling Observer. Who says, with ITV, that's a TV program.
Yeah, I'm aware.
Taping pro wrestling this past week in Norwich. Is it Norwich or Norwich? I think it's Norwich. WWE attempted to sign as many of the top UK stars as possible in recent weeks to keep them from World of Sport and also to be with them for their own heavier expansion into the UK market. When he says heavier expansion, can he just throw out heavier? Because they haven't expanded into the UK at all.
No.
Beyond making a belt, like one tournament. With
they had
a UK
one special
specific
there,
brand
too, after the tournament.
In weekly television. WWE kicks off its next phase on June 18th and 19th with King of the Ring Tournament at Royal Albert Hall in London. Some of the names included that WWE is going after in the UK scene. We've already mentioned Toni Storm last Friday here. We heard about her. Joe Coffey. Dave Mastiff, who apparently had been pushed as the lead heel on the first ITV pilot show, Travis Banks, Chris Brooks, Ginny Couture, and Eddie Dennis. I was sad. There's no local hero.
I know.
Give me some Joe Hendry, man. Come on now. Love me some Joe Hendry.
Travis Banks is really good.
Yeah, he's good.
That'd be a good signing.
That'd be really good. Did they? They didn't get Haskins, did they?
No.
I really like
No,
Haskins.
He wasn't in the initial tournament.
British
believe.
Punk. British CM
yeah,
Punk.
He does.
That's what he looks
he
like.
He does look a bit like CM Punk.
Anyways.
I'll agree with that one.
Yeah.
The legit underboss, $2, writing my screenplay. Take it off, Steve.
No, man. Movies, sex and movies and drugs here on Going In Raw.
The real Rich Hardesty, $199. Triple H books NXT so he can get free tickets. Is that for Download Festival? Triple H likes his metal.
Oh, he loves metal. Yeah, I'm sure. Well, he isn't. Didn't they say Ozzy's playing?
Mm-hmm.
Isn't he buddies with Ozzy? I could see that. He probably is.
Yeah, maybe.
He's gonna be back there trying to sign up some metal bands for NXT.
No, that's
Corey. Hey,
well,
Corey,
that's
Graves.
How you can pitch it to Vince. Like, I have to go to this Download Festival to find up and coming bands to feature on NXT takeovers.
Hey, listen. Hey, there's this band called Monster Truck. I didn't know if it was a band
or if it was.
Or if it was
show,
actual
monster
trucks.
Truck.
I find it funny that a band would call themselves Monster Truck and not actually be a monster truck. Anyways. So, yeah, they need to lay out, you know, man, just let the UK scene do what they're going to do on ITV.
I know. Let's talk a Raw preview then.
Hey, Jimmy Havoc, here's $15,000. Don't sign with them.
And don't do CZW anymore.
Yay. Ease up with the light tubes, pal.
Let's do a Raw preview. Okay. First, this is all from WWE.com. We got two Money in the Bank qualifying matches. First, for the men's match, Bob Roode versus Baron Corbin.
Hey!
And No Way Jose.
It's a battle for a Money in the Bank qualifying.
With two places left on Team Raw, again, this is from WWE.com. Find out tonight if Bob Roode, Baron Corbin, and No Way Jose will join them for an opportunity at the high stakes match.
So is this going to lead to a true No Way Jose Baron Corbin feud? Because I feel like Bobby Roode's going to come out of this with a spot because No Way Jose is going to screw over Baron Corbin.
Yep.
Hey.
Hey.
I like to party, but you party too. Do you like Ferraris, No Way Jose?
No, man.
Next, for the women's
I like to
ladder match.
Over puppies.
Alexa Bliss, Bayley, and Mickey James in a qualifying match. Will Alexa Bliss, Mickey James, or Bayley earn a right to represent Team Red in this high stakes? This is literally the same thing they said with the other match. In this high stakes contest on Sunday, June 17th in Chicago.
Hold on a second. This is dumb. It says Alexa Bliss, Bayley, and Mickey James to battle. So they're all going to be in a match, right?
Yeah.
And then it says, will Alexa Bliss, Mickey James, or Bayley earn the right? Well, yeah, one of them's going to.
Yeah.
But it's saying which one.
Yeah.
Who's going to come out of that?
Bayley. Probably Alexa Bliss.
It's going to be Alexa Bliss, man.
Yeah, probably.
Bayley is she's part of the past. Her and Sasha Banks are in the past.
Yeah.
That's so sad, man.
Yeah.
Come on now.
Again, two opportunities remain. Sounds like a redundancy from the other one. Two Raw opportunities remain for the Men's Money in the Bank ladder match. The Men's Money in the Bank ladder match will feature four Raw superstars and four competitors from SmackDown Live, meaning there are two red brand positions available. Who will seize these opportunities? And one of them is going to be Bob Roode. Or Baron Corbin or No Way Jose. So there's one spot left after that.
Yeah.
It seems like a filler for the Raw preview.
Man.
It probably means they're going to set up another qualifier for next week.
They didn't know. Whoever's That's doing the guess. Preview did not have an inside knowledge here. Will Roman Reigns get retribution against Jinder Mahal? Reigns has some unfinished business with Jinder, who cost Reigns a victory in that triple threat. Men's Money in the Bank qualifying match. Will the modern day Maharaja suffer the wrath of the big dog?
Yeah, probably. Lol, Reigns wins. Bobby Lashley fights
I hope
for
not,
his
man.
Family.
Did you see Roman Reigns on Twitter? I think he's overcompensating because he sent out a tweet saying, and I don't know who it was directed to. It wasn't
was he subtweeting?
Yeah. Yeah, he was subtweeting, exactly.
What did he say?
He said, I know there was hashtag. Guess what one of the hashtags was?
It's my yard.
Just my yard, correct. Roman Reigns. Here we go. He said, oh, might have made a name for yourself elsewhere, but I wouldn't plan on making it off mine. This is hashtag Raw, and it's hashtag my yard. You're playing a tough guy. I am the guy. Hashtag B2R. Do you know what B2R means? Battle to Roman?
Maybe. I mean, he's obviously talking about Jinder. Why don't you just tag Jinder in that tweet? Why is he subtweeting?
Anyways, I had our guys back because I responded. I said, there's one, the guy, and he's real. And I put the real rock and roller right here. Sometimes you got to have fun, man.
Yeah, you got to have fun.
You got to participate. I'm a fan.
You got to have fun. Bobby Lashley fights for his family. Now that, again, from WWE.com. Now that Lashley has let us know who he is and what he stands for, what's next for him? We'll find out on Raw.
What? Bobby Lashley?
Yeah, oh, he fights for his family.
He's going to have some more really weird story. I hope he just does it like from now on. And he beats up a jobber, and in the middle of the ring, he gives an interview about how weird his family is again. Anyways, good for Bobby Lashley.
Yeah, last bit from the Raw preview. Seth Rollins will defend the Intercontinental title against Kevin Owens. And from WWE.com, they say Rollins and Owens have a storied history. The pair brawled over the Universal Championship back in 2016, and they've never held back in any of their confrontations. Will Team Red's workhorse title, with Team Red's workhorse title on the line, this one's sure to be a must-see.
This is going to be a killer match.
It's going to be your main event, probably.
This is going to be one of our one of those 30-minute just killer matches.
Well, I hope so.
There's not any wonky storyline stuff going on.
Just a quality match.
Oh, they're gonna kill it. There might be a wonk finish because it's Kevin Owens.
Yeah.
But this is going to be a killer match.
Julian Morris, $2. Smoked tri-tip came out great. Take it off, Larson.
Oh, so much. They're just harassing us. Sexual harassment here on Going In Raw. Stop trying to look at my man bits.
Yeah. Rory Bradley, £2. Thank you, Rory.
£2 from Rory.
Do you have some questions there on
the
Twitter?
Yeah, I got some questions here on the Twitter. Figure we got some time. So we'll answer some of these questions.
Yeah, let's answer some questions.
On the Twitter. First up, from the Friendo versus Own, Mikey Omega. I back your support of Del Taco, but what's your favorite garbage pizza chain?
It's Pizza Hut. I used to have Pizza Hut a lot when I was a kid, so I still have a soft spot for it.
Man, I don't know. I don't know that I can. So, the closest I get to garbage pizza is Winco. But it's not just Winco. Because, when they make fresh pizza, it's actually pretty decent. Sometimes I'll get their hungover pizza, which is
Day old, huh?
No, but it might be an hour old. They'll wheel out a little portable. They'll make it an impulse buy. So Winco is, of course, a big grocery
store, right? They wheel out a portable little warming rack.
Yeah, warm. Yeah, exactly.
And put it next to the register.
Yeah. And so, it's only $6. But it's always, when exactly did they make this pizza? I don't know. If you get there at 6 and they wheeled it out at 5 and nobody picked up that cheese pizza or whatever, which I don't get, but my kid loves, because all kids love cheese pizza for some reason. You take it out, maybe you look at it, but then you're also realizing that other people probably opened this up to look at it too. You just got to take that risk that whoever opened it up, hopefully they didn't have pee on their hands or something.
Or didn't sneeze in it.
Or didn't sneeze on it intentionally. Yeah, if I can't have this, nobody else can either. Exactly. Disgusting. So I guess it's Winco. I guess that's my garbage pizza. My old Winco pizza.
Old Winco.
Yeah.
They have to add that caveat there.
Exactly. Yeah, because the fresh Winco is good. Oh, wow. Garrett Coulter. If you had to pick one wrestler to give you a piggyback everywhere you went for an entire... Do you know what a fortnight is?
2 weeks.
Very good. Look at you. Who would you choose to piggyback?
Oh, Braun.
2 weeks. Yeah. It'd be Braun. I might choose. Have you seen video of Nia giving Alexa Bliss a piggyback ride?
Oh, no.
Looks real fun.
All right.
So maybe Nia Jax.
All right.
I mean, I'm a lot bigger than Alexa Bliss, so it might, not be as easy for her. But we could switch off. Maybe I'll try to piggyback her. Then I'll,
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's probably good exercise, too. Let's see here. Jay at Argonautless says, do you see All In turning into its own full-time or part-time promotion, or will this be a one-off? I think it's going to be a yearly and
annual event, but Cody said on Twitter that he has no aspirations to start a promotion.
Yeah, no, I know. On top of that, I'm not even sure how much. All these, like I said, you can see all these guys in different promotions across the country.
Yeah. Joe Juarez, $2. What are the chances for All In chance at Money in the Bank? Pretty good. It's in Chicago.
Oh. Yeah.
Pretty good.
Yeah, maybe. I wonder how the commentary will react to that. Andrew Somers. If Cody had been given control of his character in WWE, what do you think his ceiling could have been? Well, if you mean, if you're giving control of your character, then you're in your own damn ceiling.
Yeah.
Yeah, I want to be Universal and WWE champion.
Yeah, I want to own the company.
If they, yeah, if they said, hey, book yourself, do whatever you want to do with whoever you want to do it. All right, well, I'm going to squash Brock, and then I'm going to squash AJ, and then I'm going to be big champion.
Yeah.
Because then you're set for life.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Then they fire you, and you're like, well, okay, I'll just go on the indie circuit and make a good $200 per show because I'm former WWE champion. Joaquin Cardenas. All In sold 10,000 seats in under 30 minutes. Seeing that success, do you think we can get an even bigger show from them, like for All In 2 perhaps, in an actual stadium, or is that dreaming too big?
Oh, that might be too much.
That might be a little too much.
You know, even to sell out a small, say, baseball stadium of like 30,000, that's a lot.
That's a lot. That's a whole lot.
It'd be a massive feat if they can repeat it next year, sell out 10,000 seats.
Yeah.
That'd be a pretty impressive feat.
Yeah, I agree. Let's see here. Rao asks, if CM Punk were to wrestle at All In, who should his opponent be?
Kenny Omega.
That makes the most sense. That makes the most sense. But man, how much would you love to see Punk versus Okada?
Oh, that'd be great too.
That'd be a fantastic. Tim Dalby has a question about New Japan, speaking of Okada. If Okada were to go after the IWGP tag titles, who should his partner be?
Yano.
Yano or Ishii? Because he's tagged with Ishii lately.
Okada has?
Didn't he tag with Ishii at the Zack Sabre when we saw him? Yeah.
Yeah.
That made a good tag team.
Yano.
They lost.
Yeah. So Yano. Funky Chicken 20. If Omega wins the IWGP championship, do you think they will do Omega versus Punk at All In? Punk's not going to wrestle at All In. He might make an appearance, but he's not going to wrestle.
Do you think he's going to, is he going to perform any physical action?
I thought he might have if it were Cody versus Kenny in the main event.
Mm-hmm.
Like he would have been Barry the Drug-Free Bear.
That's one thing that I wanted to mention that I forgot.
But
I
now,
really like...
Doesn't seem like that's going to happen. Oh, yeah.
I really like that it's going to be Cody for the NWA title. I really like that this isn't going to be... For the most part, it seems like... It doesn't seem like it's going to be a continuation of New Japan Ring of Honor stuff. I really hope that they... Like, for example... So, Kota's going to be there, right? Kota Ibushi's going to be there?
I don't think he's been announced yet.
Okay. All right. So if they had the chance, I'll put it this way. If they had the chance to do Young Bucks versus Golden Lovers again, I really don't want that at All In. I want that. I want this to be like a fresh thing. You
mm-hmm.
know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I'm sure there's going to be shades of New Japan Ring of Honor storylines
going on, yeah,
obviously, because
that's
what they're all coming from.
Well, I would think that'd be more the case if it were going to be for sure televised in some capacity. But if it's not, then you can just kind of have, you know, for lack of a better term, an exhibition.
Who would you like to see the Young Bucks fight? Like, we've seen the Young Bucks and Kenny versus Rey Fénix, Penta, and...
Fatima.
Okay. We've seen that. So that would be fun, like the Young Bucks versus like
Penta
and Rey Fénix.
Yeah, that'd be fantastic.
That'd be cool. What were you going to say?
No, I was just about to say that.
Okay.
Of the participants that have been announced so far.
Yeah. Oh, what a great question from Saul FGC. The New Day are supremely over, but the unsung hero of their push is Bootios. What other superstar in any promotion would you help get over by incorporating a food item around them? What food item would suit Braun?
Something you can eat with your hands.
Okay, yeah.
Like a huge, like a hoagie or something.
How about a ham sandwich?
Get these hams. And then just be
ham. Or just ham.
Yeah, get these hams.
Just pre-cooked ham.
He can get a sponsorship from Honey Baked.
Oh, man.
Get these hams. This Easter.
And his only payment, and he doesn't have to stand in line, those ridiculous lines for honey-baked
hams.
No,
the hams are sent to him.
Exactly, yeah.
Get these hams in your hands.
It's perfect. Well done. Let's see here. Yeah, I don't know. JC Ramirez says, do you think WWE will make any takeover moves? Not like NXT takeover, but, you know, like they did in the UK last year, and which they seem to be doing in the UK this year. Given the all-in thing. I mean, they try to snatch up as much sort of indie talent that they like in the first place.
Yeah.
You know? Like, just look at NXT now, and you see, like, the Undisputed Era. That's Ring of Honor a year ago, even, you know? I don't think they'll do it in response to All In, though.
No. I think because most people in All In are firmly, at least right now, you know, into the independent scene and doing what they're doing.
That was another thing that I really thought was great. Cody mentioned the fact that Ring of Honor, given that him and the Bucks are exclusive to them in the U.S., that they gave them their full blessing and said, go do this, go do your thing. I thought that was really cool.
Yeah, that is
a Ring of Honor. We need more of that kind of thing in wrestling, especially from the WWE.
Yes. Work together.
Yeah, work together.
Work together.
Work together. John Roosh, or might be Rushi. Who's the best all-around NBA scorer?
Ever?
I guess.
How can you not say Kareem? He's the all-time leading scorer.
He had like a...
They changed the rules in college basketball so you couldn't dunk because of Kareem.
Didn't he have 100 in a game?
No, that's Wilt Chamberlain.
No, that was Wilt. Okay. I don't know. I'd go with the guy who had 100 in
a game. Wilt's a good contender, too.
Yeah. I mean, the fact that Kobe had 81...
How many shots did it take him to score 81? Did he take 100
like
shots?
Like a ton. But still, 81. What did Charles Barkley say? He was like, I think he was like, as soon as he hit 50, I just start flagranting the shit out of him. Nobody's getting 81. Let's see here. Okay, this is a great question because this also speaks big time to the all-in thing. Judgment Casey says, with the Young Bucks Bullet Club financing their own show with All In, what other non-WWE wrestlers do you feel could do something similar if they wanted to? Kind of nobody. And that's why this isn't like, you know, a lot of people are saying, holy crap, this is, and it is a huge moment for independent wrestling, but it's not as if any old independent, it's not like Adam Mayhem's going to start running 10,000 seat venue.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe he could. I don't know. Adam Mayhem, he seems pretty quick.
Yeah.
But they are in a very unique position given, and you know, with the hard work they've put in, no doubt, but they're in a very unique position to be able to do this. Not anybody. Not sure anybody else non-WWE wise, not backed by a massive promotion, do this.
I checked. It took Kobe 46 shots to score 81 points, so that's pretty efficient.
That is pretty damn
shot efficient. 60%.
Whoa.
So that's like the most, like, if he was playing NBA Jam, he would definitely be on fire the entire
game. You're on
game.
Fire.
I'm going to see what his career scoring percentage was now.
Let's see here.
Or shooting percentage, sorry.
Let's see
here. Yeah, his career field goal percentage is about 44%.
Brian Kelly wants to know, what's your favorite stipulation match? Oh, thank you. Sean Traina, $2. Kings got screwed in 2002.
Yeah, they did.
Heck yeah, they did.
Favorite stipulation match? Ladder matches are generally pretty fun.
Yeah, I like ladder matches. TLC matches are fun.
Mm-hmm.
She's got a lot of stuff going on.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You know what I hate? What's the one where you're... Is the bull rope match? What's the one where you're, like, tied to the neck?
Oh, dog collar.
Dog collar? Yeah, I don't like that. I don't like anything with a neck. Don't do neck stuff. I hate the one where you have to go to the four corners.
Yeah, that's
like,
the bull rope.
That's annoying.
Yeah.
I don't like that.
It just seemed like a random provision to win the match.
The worst, my least favorite, is the flag match. Remember they did that? Cena and Rusev?
Oh, that was terrible.
That was awful. I like how you and I on, I think it was the Matt Chat, we were asking ourselves, what did Rusev do at the Greatest Rumble? And then the comments were lighting up. He fought the Undertaker.
Yeah.
Duh. Look, man, we're old. We're losing it.
There was a lot of wrestling going on around there, too.
From us. Mr. Dope, my favorite wrestler makes his main roster debut tomorrow. El Idolo. That is exciting.
Yeah.
He asks, do you think he will be in the Money in the Bank match?
I think there's a decent chance.
I think that'd be a great spot for him. He ain't going to win it, but I think it's a great spot for him.
I agree. It's a good chance to put him in a match where he can have a great showing. And if he loses, he's not eating a pin.
Yeah. Jay Bestov asks, do you know where I put my keys? Do you know where I put my keys?
Wait, is that a serious question?
He put it here on Twitter.
Oh, sorry. Can't help you.
I don't know where your keys are, man.
Can't help you. Sorry.
Figure it out, though. That was like an hour ago. He's probably late for work now.
Yeah.
Liam Wagner wants to know if I went to Slayer last night.
No, he didn't.
You don't know that.
I do.
How?
I know.
How do you know that?
Because you I know you're lying.
You don't know me that well. You think you do.
You think you know me.
You think you know me. Antler wants to know, why aren't you confirmed for StarCast? Tranquilo, man. Just tranquilo. We're going to be there. And then one last question. We'll end on this.
All right.
Oh, that's actually a really good question to end on. J-Check at Anthrocon. This is the best. Actually, that's the best question
to end on. That.
But his question is, with how great Seth Rollins' music fit with his epic cash-in?
Yeah.
And it did. Ooh.
Oh, yeah, it did.
What wrestler's music do you think wouldn't fit well
with
a dramatic cash-in? Cedric Alexander's, if it had the mellow intro. So mellow,
I was
thinking
Braun would be great.
Oh, Braun would be great. Oh, that would be amazing. That'd probably
Finn's
be the best.
Finn's would be good, too. So you hear that.
No, they'd have to do the thing where they start it right on the dun 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 dun. You can't do the on a cash-in.
Yeah, man.
No way.
Oh, no, that'd be great.
That's too. You need immediacy. You need immediate urgency.
It's like 3 seconds.
No, man. You need dun dun.
So here's the thing about the. Is that people hear that and they turn to the ramp, and right they turn to the ramp, then the music hits.
No, man, it has to be. And I think it works with the. Whose wouldn't work? Bobby Roode's single piano chord thing, that would work.
How are you saying that would work, but Finn's wouldn't? It's the same thing.
It's not.
It's a signifier that something's about to happen. And then by your time your attention is where something's going to happen, the music kicks in.
Finn's is like a fart like seeping out of a butthole.
No, it's not.
It's not like a silent one because then you couldn't hear it, but it is kind of like, did somebody farting over there? Oh, no, it's Finn Balor. Awesome. Real.
Who's wouldn't?
No Way Jose. No, that'd be great. I love No Way Jose. It kicks in pretty good.
Oh, Barron's with the chanting.
With the chanting. Oh, yeah.
No.
Man, that was one of
If it was his previous theme where it has like the motorcycle rev up sound, that would have worked.
The motorcycle, yeah. Oh, that'd be terrible.
I miss his old theme. Jeffrey Nguyen, $3. How would you describe Adam Mayhem's wrestling style? I mean, he's a heel. So he utilizes low blows when necessary.
I mean, is clumsy a good word to describe it?
Clumsy.
Is
effective.
Know.
He's effective because he wins. Effective.
Trying to think, you know, lackadaisical, DMV-esque, like you're in line at the DMV.
It's deliberate.
Yeah. Methodical.
Yeah.
Methodical. Nah, he's a solid professional wrestler.
He is.
Yeah. There's always room for improvement, though. Just whatever you do in life, generally speaking, there's always room for improvement with whatever you do.
Yeah.
Nah, I give him grief. Oh, there we go. Yeah. Mike Demopoulos. Maybe somebody else said it. Freaking record scratch.
Yeah, Dolph would not work.
The worst. Oh, that was a cool card flick there. Anyways, that's it for show. Thanks so much for tuning in. We appreciate it. We appreciate all your super chats. And later on today, I think on Twitch, we're going to do the WeBook Raw thing.
Yeah, we are.
I think so. Anyways, that should be a lot of fun. Let me kick some music. I mean, Hilton, can you get some music for us? I don't know. I don't know why he came in late today. It's not the season anymore.
He operates on Hilton time.
He does, man. Anyways, thanks for watching. Until next time, we'll talk to you guys later.
Bye.